few things to do. Things to do is, let's see, we reached a point to get to go back to that an important thesis and the marshal that I wanted to share with you. Where did we get up to yesterday?
Kaf Amud Aleph.
To about attacking an Arab and tearing his coat. Okay. That was the last halacha we learned, where they saw an Arab with a black coat, and right, and said that's the color of Oshoho, so they ripped up his coat. Each one could have a piece to serve as a color standard in order to divine shocho. Okay. What's happening? They could have let us go. But I believe, okay, your people have, where we're up to? We're up to Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, about one third down from the Omid, as far as we got yesterday. Don't get any further than that in the Gemara. I want to share something on the Chumash with you today also. Back to the Gemara, Yotes Amud Aleph. Refresh your memory on the Gemara. Mo was trying to find out what could possibly be a machlokes on dam, since the pasuk says ki yipol mimcha dovol amishpot bein dam ledam bein dam toho ledam tomi. What could mean dam toho ledam tomi? May nega le nega, more offers a possibility. Machlokas Rabbi Shua and Rabbanon. Please pick up the Gemara again. Very about below the middle of the Omid, the Snan. In Beheres Kodim Maseo Lovan Tomei. Maseo Lovan Kodim Beheres Toho. Sofik Tomei. Rabbi Shua Omer. Keho Toho. How we get that word Keho? Was used idiomatically here. It's supposed to be with a kof, with a chof, or with a kuf. Rashi offers a sophic one, but we know what to mean, what he intended to say. He intended to say that sophic is toho. What did Rabbanan say? Sophic is tummy. Boys, you with us? Okay, all together. Come face us with a simple kasha on the Rabbanon. What happened to all our rules? Hikshar ben atam, my tamayu de Rabbanon de mitam, ibisweika. Why don't you say, Nuki gavra achazoke? A man shows up to a Kohen and says, I got a problem here, some dermatological thing, and he sees there's white hair on there. He says, when did the white hair come in? He says, I don't know, I could have been before, could have been after. If the white hair came before Lavan, then it doesn't mean anything. If it came later, it's a badai simin of negar tomei. So what do we say? He's tomei. Why is he tomei? What's wrong when he had a cheskas tahara? You want to break his cheskas tahara by declaring him tomei? On what basis? Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, my tamayu de rabbonu de metamei misveiko. Nuki gavre achazoke, ki de karmelon per karmel de chulin, midarai sazin abos achazoko. And Rabbi Yeshua, nami, amai tzorko. Ubepeh kamadir, nami de komoli, lo tema de la ozul Rabbi Yeshua, bosa chazoka de gufi klau. Suddenly, as if it was what? Was starting it from scratch? This is stuff we already... This is Alabay, which we said already. We established Gemara and Chul midoraisa, you go bosa chazoka. So why is there any sfeikas? And the second case of Rabbi Yeshua is also, what was the case of Rabbi Yeshua? Gabi Yeshua rastani nenasti. Rabbi Yeshua now takes a chumra. Remember the case? He claims it could be that she was not a psula when he gave a kedusha, and therefore it's a kedusha tos. She says, "Misher astani nanasti." No, I was raped after kedusha, therefore nistafcho sadecho, just your hard luck. Yeshua says, "Lo mipi enachoyin." Why not? You don't believe her. Why not believe her? The Torah says you should believe her. She has a cheskas kashrus, a cheskas tahara, a cheskas psula. The question is, when did she lose a cheskas psula? Before kedushin or after kedushin? What does Chazaka say? As late as possible. Chazaka maintains itself until you know God died to break the Chazaka. Pirish de koma hosam gabi mishastani nasti lo mipi yonokhoyen. Okay, that is how many times kashe. Okay, people, take a look at the Machshor over here. Okay, you all have a Machshor there? I don't know. Alec, do you have a Machshor that thing too? Okay, you have it? It's on page Chav Dalet of the Machshor. In the new edition, that is. Mark, you with us? You have it, Chav Dalet, you test them on Aleph. Tosa de Ramaschal, Rabbi Shua, Merkeya. Hikshar, be the time, my time made the Rabban, the time made me suffering. Nukmi, Gabrach, has crossed it. Direct Kashe, the only Kashe on Rabban Tam is why did he say Tamor? Such a dramatic attack on. She said, usually when Tosha's got a real good one, he starts off Tamar. Yesh Dagdik, my Koshele. Now you'll see why it's not such a good Kashe. Marsha has a Kashe on the Kashe. Hakol suffered tumah misote yalfinim l'tamei b'rshus hayochid afil lebedika chazras chasara. Type of discussion. Well, you're arguing, hey, what? This is kindergarten stuff. you forgot Chazok. Come to Chazok, says that's kindergarten stuff. You forgot about a Sota? What's the case of a Sota? She always has a Cheskas Kashrus. But what? Halacha Lemoshe Mesinai, as Rashi says it, by Saraposik, a Chilik, but it's Midoraisa. The Sophic Tumor will choose a Yochet Sveikotami.
Why does she have a Cheskas Kashrus?
Yeah?
Why does the Sota have a Cheskas Kashrus? She was Kina.
But she was born with it.
But after the Kina Nistira.
After what?
After Kina Nistira.
Okay, Raklaim is a problem. That's the problem on the Masakesho, that's on the Masho. And I think Tosis took care of it, but Masho doesn't think so. My kosher, you don't know if you people spend much, have spent years looking at the Marsha, but the Marsha is very specific, his language. It's a giveaway of how strong a kosher it is. He says, Yesh le dagdek. That's not a powerful expression of opposition to anything. That's a question. You can analyze. Yesh le dagdek. Which means you can analyze otherwise also. Yesh adagdeg, my koshele, ha kol sofik tu mersoiti alfina and tamu shuzi yochid. Afilu b'dike chas kasara. Ba'af letir as acher shal atoysis b'reish mechilten. That's the our toysis and the bezom and aleph that we learned some months ago. The lo gamrina misota elo tumas mago, ro tumas riyo. Okay, do you remember how that Tosfos analyzes that? I can only learn from Sota things that are like Sota. In case of Sota, what are you concerned with? Something came from the outside that made her tummy. In the case of Sota, someone from the outside came and made her tummy. So it's an external source of tumor. She remains as a unit. External source impacts on her. Right? Tumas Ria, is the first Mishnah. In Masechas Nida, where you're talking about she became Tomei Miguf, she becomes Tomei from herself. No, not with an external source, but with an internal source, that's not a case of Sota. Even according to that, Shadi says, right, V'hocha namen negoim to Masriyehi, right, and therefore that would be your Teretz. Why don't you learn from Sota? Just as Teretz answered, by the case of Nida, we shouldn't learn from Sota, because Sota has to be an identical circumstance. A Cheskas Tahara that's being attacked from the outside. A Cheskas Tahara that loses itself from the internally inside, and the case of over here by a Nega. A Nega is no different than a Nida, than Dam Nida. It's also an internal source. That'll be Yechili, Miyu, but Hach Sveiko, the Vesherostani Nenasti, Ikele Dimui Lesoto. What does it mean to say? But Tosfos extends his kasha, right, and brings into play the Vesherostani Nenasti, where Rabbi Yeshua also said, Lomi Pio Nechoyin. Why there didn't you learn from Soto? That's already an external source. The issue is, did she have an affair with somebody or not? It's all here. Tesis seems to give, in my opinion, a proper answer to that question. Go back to the Tesis. Tesis answered there, V'yesh lomar, the derech haser l'slabei machmas hanegel, l'fikoch niroen hadvorem d'beheres kodmo. So Tesis gave two terutzim, important two things. Hanami lecha dike chazoka de mamono. Eg lecha de mamono ozl. Then you go bosta lechazoka. What do you have over there? Makes a chilik by shen a sun in an asti. Over there there's another chazoka. And that is the chazoka of the man who's claiming that she was not a psula, or makes a suffix. Maybe she was not a psula when he gave a kedushin. At that point, the issue is, will you take money away from him? Will you make him pay the bigger ksuba or the lesser ksuba? He also has a chazokia. He has a cheskas mamon. And since he has a cheskas mamon, you have her chazokia versus his chazokia. Therefore, I'm not so disturbed by Rabbi Shua saying, lo mi peo nechoyin. But even though she can claim chazokia, but he claims his chazokia. Now this has to do with an old thing that I said to you at the beginning of this man. Machlokes Beshama Beisilo may very well be, according to some of the Achonim, whether chazokia makes a vadai or remains a suffix. If a chazokia is a birur or a chazokia is not a birur. That's not gay also over here. If chazokia is a birur, then her chazokia was mevarech already, that she was a psula by the time he gave her the kedusha. Then I have no suffix left over. Then this your chazokia doesn't mean anything. Every man has a chazokia on his money until someone proves that the money doesn't belong to you. And therefore, if indeed her cheskas tahara is a biru, that I know the truth now, it certainly happened after kedusha. Then he can yell, but it's my money. Yeah, of course it's your money. It was your money all along. But that's what the Ksuba says. We take your money and give it to her. So that has to be added, I think, in the Hezbollah. What Rabbi Shua he said is he holds that Chazokah is not a biru. Chazokah merely is a hochocho. Now you match it up with other hochochos that you have and say, which would you go with? Second, Hezbollah and Tosfos, comes Tosfos with his tenets. Why over here? That would explain, that Hezbollah I just gave you would explain how Rabbi Shua holds in the case of Nerasani Nenasti. Now why over here? Right? Don't we have a simple ruling on the basis of Cheskas Tahara? Kasha and the Rabbanon. Kasha and Rabbi Shua, we answer, Rabbi Shua holds the Chazokah is not a Birur, and therefore his Cheskas Mamon versus her Chazokah, and therefore we don't take the money from him. Now the second Kasha, which was the first Kasha, tells us, the Rabbanon, why should they say that he's telling me Sofik when the sale of one came? Why don't you have his cheskas tahara? So Yeshoma that I started saying to you yesterday, the conversations with a strange lotion, the derech haseir l'slabei machmas hanega, the fikoch niroen hadvoren de beheres kodmo. Here, what you mentioned. Here's, I think, what we use that lotion. Indeed, we do learn from Sota. But in the case of Sota, we have a circumstance in which, because there was kino stira, there's raglaim ledovo, and therefore hachazok has been impaired. Right? Since hachazok has been impaired, we can go for hachazok. That's why you pass him that she's tameya. Remember, Sota is tameya before the ceremonial before the hashkol of the Sota. Over here you have a probability, what I defined as a machlokes of chov and chazoka. That's simple pshat, and that takes care, I think, of what the Mefoshim ask on Tesus. Says the derech haseil is slabein machmas anega. The tikkuch nirhoen hadvoren de beheres kodmo. Doesn't explain anymore. What he's saying is, whenever you see white hair associated with a blemish on the skin, with a mole, what is the probability of the hair coming first, coming after? I say, well, yeah, it's possible that someone had, now in the case is, he had pigmented hair, and suddenly some hair loses pigmentation. When did it lose the pigmentation, before or after? It is so more likely, or rather, so higher percentage of loss of pigmentation due to the baharis, than of what's that referred to as a, what's that Russian for a word that says without cause. We don't know the cause. It's a, come to me in a minute. It's a term that's used if someone has anemia. He says, well, he has anemia because he's dying of cancer. Okay. No, it's anemia without cause. I don't know the cause of it. It's one word that's used for this.
I know the phrase non sequitur is also.
No. That's not fighting anybody. It just happens, period. What's the likelihood of that just happening versus something which is part of a pathology, which I understand, a blemish causing an injury to the skin which causes loss of pigmentation, right? Therefore, the rov is so much more associated with the baheres. So I have a rubo against the chazoke, a rov, chazoke, I go boss a rubo. Very simple pshat in Tesis. Okay, that's all I want to add to the Tosfos. Let's see if we can do a few more lines in the Gemara. Then I want to say something. I think a chidush on a pshat in the Gemara on Shabbos based upon a chumash of a chodesh zelachem rosh chodeshim. Pick up the Gemara again on Chof Amar Aleph. We're looking for a color standard of black. Right? Okay, you have 9-10 lines from the full lines on the Gemara there. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Elo Kele Ho Leiren Habo Midnis Hayom. What's Kalim Olayan? So Rashi gives two pshotim. You've got Rashi, Balonim, Mechamei Mechotzos, the kind of bathrobes that the spa owners give to the, I guess, to the VIPs or something, right? Oh, lo shachel shem moko. Oh, it's just referring to where they're imported from. Okay. Lemeimod uchmininu. Why do you think that these kelim that you're referring to are black? Whatever they are, right? They are identifiable. People know what these ulayin kelim are. Ha'omalu Rav Yana Levonov. Nice easy piece of Gemara to learn before Shabbos. Bonai, he gave his savor in his will. He did, that was, I guess, a time when there was still some personal aesthetics as to what you want to wear when they put you into the coffin. Al tekbaruni, when you bury me, don't bury me, lo bekelim shchorim. Well, over kelim levonim, shchorim shemo eske ve'eyek ovel bein achasanim. Maybe I'll go to Gan Eden, and everybody there is sitting with nice white clothes, and I show up with black clothes. So I look like they're going to a chasan bein achasanim, and I'm dressed like an ovel. Here we know that Ovel's Avelim dressed in black. We don't have that halacha. I'm sorry, we don't have that minhag. Koyim have the minhag. Italians, no one would think Italian coming to a funeral, right? A relative dresses in black, right? Yeah, I have in my shul, we have a Levaya in the shul, and some families show up. There's a more distant family. The women show up in miniskirts. The men wearing polo shirts. It's always bother me. This has an American sense of propriety. You don't do a halacha of what proper dress at a funeral. No, people dress strange ways. I'm sure we all experience that we don't have an accepted dress. I lo bekelim levonim, and don't dress me in white tachichim. Why? Shema what? Lo esker. Maybe I won't go, and I'll get a fireside seat. Ve'eye kichosan beinu avelim. Elo bekelim hulayren. Habom abdina sayom. Alma lavuchmi, so I know that those kelim are neither white nor black. Well, he said, I want to be dressed, I want to be put in with this kelim or lighter and wherever they are. And ben gemara lo kasher, ha beglima, ha beptura. Obviously, there were two garments, right? An outer one and like a shirt and a jacket, right? Where you're talking, the glimmer, that was black, and the other way around, the petula, the shirt, was not the two kelim were lining. Right? One is a glimmer keli, and one's a petula glimmer a cloak. Where's your Adi scroll? What does he translate? Petula, a shirt?
Table linen.
Huh?
Table linen.
Table linen, sorry. Yeah. Why would that fit in? I don't understand this idea. Why would he give our tablecloths at the mikveh? I don't know. They had lunch there or something. Yeah.
Can we infer from this that the tablecloth doesn't need to be white?
Huh?
No, could it be just a bediga cloth?
The what?
Is that the mikvah?
No. Who knows? One of the quotes is from the balonim, from the spa owner is provided that. Right? I assume that's the outer garment, that's the glima. And Ptula means some they imported the tablecloths from that area. Now comes the Gemara.
The Gemara is not from
enough. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Kulam ain't Botkin El Gabe Matlas Labona. Here we have. Now we have. The other aspects of color, namely, color discernment depends upon environmental lighting, depends upon the presence of other colors in the area. Is where all these colors that we talk about, the reds and the blacks and the yellows, I guess, according to Kavya Mahalo, it has to be on a white background. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudmi, bar Avudimi, the shochor, black, is viewed agabe odom. Some of you has maybe a chush for artwork, as a little more of an artistic, and then work with painted with colors. To view the black, you shouldn't have a white background. You should have a red background, then the black shows up better. Amar Rav Yirmi Medifti, v'lo pligi. Then I'm arguing. Ho b'shochor, ho b'shar domim. All the other colors there should be viewed against a white background. But black, and that may, maybe we should try that. That may explain, as I told you, that black proves to be particularly disturbing, because you can see with your eye that it seems to be black. You never question the color black. When you match it up with other blacks, you see clearly there are different shadings there. And therefore, maybe by standardizing the background, right, with a red background, it's easier to discern which color black Chazal were talking about. It must be a machlokes, because Shmuel said that kulam ein botkin el agave matlas levono. And you say, but red background is good only for shocho. Then Shmuel should have said everything on white except for shocho, which has to go on against a red background. Amar Rav Ashi, no, b'shocho gufi kamifigi. Okay, no, that's the machlokes. According to Shmuel, everything should be on a white background, right? And it comes along the Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Difti and says, no, red background is critical in order to discern the color, the shade of black, which Chazal had a Kabbalah, is also. Language in the Mishnah look back in the Mishnah. It says Ezeo Odom Kidama Mako, Shocho Kicheres, Omo Mikan Tome, Dio Mikan Toho. What is that Omo Mikan Tome, Dio Mikan Toho? What's that referred to? And the last statement? Shocho kicheres omot mikan tome omot diya mikan toho, or does it refer to your other colors as well? It's only put in at the mention of shocho. Shocho, there we have a loche what? That if it's deeper black, also, but a lighter black is mutzah. Right? The shyness of grays, which is difficult in halacha lamaisa. Why do you say Yochi? I'm saying Amarola, Kulon Omo Mikanto, Medi Mikanto. That last statement didn't apply just to Shochel, but it applies to all the other colors as well. No, if that's the case, so why then? Well, so how come it was mentioned by Shochel? It should have been mentioned right away. The Chavisha Domin Tameim Bisha, yeah? Omok Mikan Tame, Deo Mikan Toho. Instead, it got lost in between, and then comes back to it at the mention of Shocho, indicating that only Shocho has that chilik between the intensity of color and not. Ela Maishna Shocho de Nokat, why did he say it only by Shocho? No, it really applies to all of them. Pasalka Daita Chamine. Hov Omar Rav Chanina Shocho Odomu, Ela Shaloko. Hilko Rafila Di Mikan Namilitome Kamashmalan. Very nice head. That's a very nice hezba in it. He says Shocho is not a primary color. Is that term? It's not a color that is on its own right a color. The color was red. But then in interaction with the environment, it began to change color and went from red to black. Oh, there, the rational mind says it went from red to black instantly. Red was red one morning, right? Then a minute later turned black? Of course not. I mean, it was red and got down to black, right? Therefore, there it makes sense to say, I don't care what color black it is. If it's a lighter black, it only means it didn't finish getting black. It was in the process of blackening. Therefore, by Shocho, it's critical to know what's the color there of light. Light should be no different. Since you know it started off as Odom, Odom was, you already have Sakdina and Odom. Odom is Tomei. So if a light black, it means it's still partly red, that's not a matir. That's the same issue that had it. When it was Odom, it didn't lose its issue of Odom. That's the Hezbollah. And the Maitshin Shochot Doka, hold Omar Rabchina. Since Rabchina explained how Shochot came about, that Shochot is really Odomu, Elo Shaloko, Hilkoch, therefore, Afilo Dio Mikan, even though it's lighter black, it really means it didn't finish getting black. But I know where it started from. It started from red, right? Nami Litome. So therefore, it should be no chilik. Any shade of black should be tummy. Any shade of black is merely what? An old red? Kamash malon, let's know not so. That when it was red to begin with, then it stays red until it becomes black. And if it turns a black, which is diomikan, a lighter colored black, a black orev, like a raven, right? A lighter black, then we don't mitame. Rabami Baraba Omar, the Kulon Omar Mikan is Takatomi, but Dia Mikan Namatomi, Chutz Mishocho. This will explain to you the Halacha Lamaisa. Why we don't differentiate colors? Why we don't allow ourselves? There's no maskone here. Who's right? Therefore, the sfeikas are introduced, and by also those sfeikas, that's how we function. Ella Maya Hanish. I'm sorry. Rabbi Ami Barabba Amar the Kulon Amar Mekan Tomei Diya Mekan Nami Tomei Chus Mishocho. Ella. Right. If you tell me that Odom is red and pink is also red, the Di Mikan no different is also red. So what are you? But you told me no. Dom is Kedam Mako. No kind of Mako. Oh no, not real Mako. Not the end of the Mako. The beginning of the Mako. For what purpose? You tell me that Diyah Mikan is also Tomei. And for the Gemara, Lafuki Diyah de Diyah. And that's where our halacha still stands. Okay? Where does it stand? And here's where there's no way you can paske these shailas yourself unless you're convinced, based upon what someone taught you, that that's what you do. Where do we have the shaila today? There, on the pinks and so on, no one's makel. Machlokes comes in on the goldens, on the yellows. Where the yellows, especially the yellows, as we learned the first 3 days, were machmer on brown, were machmer on some yellow. What yellow are you machmer on? Right. So, as they introduced this, that one word that messed us up, Yoro ke Esrog. Once they introduced the concept of Esrog, the Esrog happens to be, also comes in all shades of yellow. But most of the shades of yellow are deeper yellow, not the yellow that we would call light yellow, but yellow we would call golden yellow. Yellow is notil zahov. Dissolve, okay. There's where the shine is coming. How are you passing on those maras? Yeah. There's, it depends what your Kabbalah is, how you were taught. You have no way to use your own judgment on it. If you have confidence that the one who showed you originally was in the line of Masora, had the tradition from authentic sources, and it continues that way. It's a wide open, it's Wild West when it comes to yellows and browns. It depends largely where you live. If in Borough Park, everything is Borough Park, Williamsburg, everything is Tommy. Right. If you come from Boston, so we have many Shivas from Boston, right. Anything outside of blood red seems to be Toho. Right. Yeah. Tremendous coolness. What the Bokor is, not the Rob didn't see Maris. Didn't pass on Shabbos. Whoever, all the Rabbonim were there that Paschal, tremendous. They claim this is what they were taught. We have a whole bunch of pioneers. YU Rabbonim in Boston, Sharon, and that whole area where when I ran, every few years I run for the Maris Ksomen, they come and they ask me to bring some Ksomen, what they have. No suffix that we would not be matter those Maris. And then you come from Flatbush Borough Park, all Browns are also. They didn't accept, all Browns are Tommy, didn't accept any Browns. We allow ourselves the grounds. Yigit Amri, Romi Baraba, Omar Vakulin, Omar Mikanto, Di Mikanto, Kusmi Shocho, Kulahochi Mahanishiri de Rabbonin. This again. Can't give you pshat. Look at Rashi and try to figure out pshat yourself. I don't know what he's saying here. All of them, the color is the color. Chazal told you this color, and if it's deviation from this color, it's not dam nido. I don't care which way it deviates, deeper or lighter. Right? Kula omer mikan tal di mekol. Chus mishocho. Except shocho, where you have that. That's why the Mishnah mentioned Shocho, where deeper is Tomei, right, and lighter is Tohu. Ulochem an Yeshua the Rabban. The kulon, all the colors. Oma mikan tome, di mikan to. Chutz mimezek she omog mikan to, di mikan to. Except for that color of diluted wine, whatever that color is, whatever the wine is, right? There it's absolute. There it has to be. Why? There Chazal said, I want you to use as a color standard wine diluted one part in three. No, two parts water, one part wine. This is the summation. Ba kapora adiule vidochi, they diluted it a little more. They said toho amikule vidochi, they diluted a little bit less. It was deeper color. Toho, right? Amar b'chanina kama nofesh gabo the libe kikishmaite. This is in Yiddish as the expression for that. Yiddish expression is er hot breite plates. He has broad shoulders. Really, he calls the shots. He sees a little darker. Tall. You talk about a nida. You talk about a isokoris, right? No problem. A little darker, tall. A little lighter, tall. What a guy, what a fellow. What a gavri he is, what an individual he is, who can trust himself. He has broad shoulders to allow himself to paskin that way. Piece in Kerem Kanku. The Miri has a diagram here of it looks like a hodos, like hadassim, a twig with three levels of leaves. And that's what I'm referring to. He says, Keren Kartum, there's number one ton the lach v'lo yovish. One, and we talk about a fresh, if you want to use it as a color standard, this Kakum plant, right, and that color is a tummy color, referring to not a dried plant, but a fresh plant. Good. Toni chodo ketachtum v'lo ke'elyon. We learned to one by say like the lower leaf, not the upper leaf. Another b'risa said no. We compare it to the upper leaf, not the lower leaf. Tanya idach ke elyon v'koshken ketachton. V'tanya idach ketachton v'koshken ke elyon. Okay, now you know what's your color standard.
Amar Abaye. Are we talking about upper lower leaves or the upper lower?
Amar Abaye. What? Hold on 1 second. Let's finish this line. Tilta dori v'tilta talfon habin. Right. There are what? Three levels of leaf. Right. Nokad dora mitsiosa v'talfon mitsiosa v'yotra. Hold the middle leaf. Right. Plucking the other leaves, right? Then you'll know the color. Kiyose le kamed rabavu amalhu bigushayu shaninu. What does that mean? But not removed from the stem. Bigushai, while still attached to the stem. Rashi, lo la'achat shlishosa. Not after, not you pull those leaves off. It has to be on the stem. Why? The stem and the leaves, stem becomes the background for the color discernment. That's what we learned before, that you for black you should have a red background according to Wamandoma, right? Here too, he's telling you. Indeed, that expression that he says, right? Kama nofesh gavo de libi kemashmaotze. Someone who can let himself rule, his heart tells him what the aloch is. He says, here you see this shoyin kemalochim. They allowed themselves this. Sneak another little piece in. I want to try to get past this little gemara that's not adding too much to our understanding.
We're talking about the colors of leaves. If we're talking about the colors of leaves, we're talking about the top sides of the leaves, the bottom sides of the leaves.
The what?
The top sides of the leaves, the bottom sides of the leaves.
Top, wait a minute, what?
The top of a leaf and the bottom of a leaf are always different colors.
Always what?
Different colors.
I'm not aware of that. I took a PhD. I had to take an advanced course in botany. I don't remember telling you that.
In my experience, top of the leaf is.
Yeah, I mean, always is dangerous. But
no,
I think
you're saying is, in the early spring, when the leaves are coming out, sure, there's an older leaf is ready, different colors, the new leaves come out. But once you're dealing summertime,
if you take a look at a single leaf, the top part of it. Is typically much darker green than the bottom part.
Yeah, there's a whitish tinge to the bottom of many leaves.
And even when they start changing colors in the fall, they're different on the two sides.
All right. If you see, im kabola ne kabel, if that's your kabola, then no. Anyway, I don't recommend. I don't recommend trying to pass Kishaitis from this. Ukimemi Adoma. Right, one of the colors was given was right, muddy water. Right, muddy water. From special Adoma from Beit Keren. Tona Rabbanan, Kamemi Adoma, Mevi Adoma Shmeino mi Bikas Baskerem. He brings fertile soil. Soil that's been, I guess, either fertilized or proven to be fertile soil. Right? That means Shmeino, fat soil, meaning soil with good nutrition in it. Mi Bikas Baskerem. And he pours water over it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, mi bikas yudefes. Rabbi Yussi Omer, mi bikas sachni. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af mi bikas genoser. Uchiyotze behen tanya, idoch, uchamei mi adomo, mei vi adomo shmeino mi bikas beskere, matzo lemayim, ki klipas hashom. Right? Ve'en shir l'mayim, mishum de'en shir l'yofo. That's it. What's he saying? Meaning, it's irrelevant. How much? Why? I'm not going to deal with a quantitative change over here, depending on how much water, how much oil. But it came to the wine mozuk, I told exactly. It has to be diluted exactly like I told you, one part wine, two parts water. Well, it's three parts water, right? That's what it says in Mishnah. Three parts water. Or well, three parts altogether. How does it? What is it? Nine mozo?
Two and one.
Yeah? What does it say?
It's two and one.
Two and one, right? One, okay. Because, ain't shield, right? Well, Ein Bokin also Tzululit, because I'm not going to go ahead and look at the water that's set, the earth has settled in it, and I'm looking for what? Something dissolved in the water. No, the earth doesn't dissolve in water. It may extract some pigmentation from the earth, but that's not what I'm referring to, he says. Ella Achulin, right? Sololo, if the water settles, if the earth settles that the water now is clear, then Chose v'ochon, you have to stir it up before you use it as a color standard. Ushe ochon ein ochon biyad, ella bikli. Okay. Look at Rashi, figure that Rashi out. I put some earth in and my palm of my hand, I add some water, right, stir it up, and then I pour it into a vessel so I can hold it up to the light. I pour it into a little glass, roll it to the light. No, no good. Ain't ochem b'yad. Ella, no, he has to put the earth in the kli. Add water in the kli, but you can't do it in the hand and then put it in the kli. Yiboyulu, what do you mean by that? Ein ochon oso beyad ella bekli de lo lechami biyode lachino, avo b'monne ki yovol biyode shapadomi. I can put it in my hand and then put it in the kli and then stir it up. That's okay. Odilma lo lachino biyode ella b'mono. I can't go through. I have to put it directly into a kli and. Tashmak, Shubotkon, and Bokut Elabakos. Badayin Tibarlo, Bedika Bakos, Achira Bamai. How do you stir it up? Can you stir it up with your finger? It means it'll be odd. You take a look. What that is all about, I can't help you. Yossi Lakami, the Rabbi Baravu, Amar Lahu, the Mekomo Shaninu. Right. Wish I understood a little bit better. I can't take earth from Beit Kerem and bring it to Yerushalayim and use it as a standard, as a color standard. I can only do it if I'm there in Beit Kerem. But if I transport the earth from Beit Kerem to Yerushalayim, I'm already going to cause a change in something, and therefore it's no longer good as a color standard. It's only b'mekomo in Beit Kerem you can use it, but you can't use it elsewhere. Rav Chanina, poli kuto de gagashta ubotekli. It makes a lot better sense than what the Gemara said up to now. He would take a clod of earth from Beit Kerem, crumble it in his hand, and use that as a color sample. He didn't put any water on it. Right? Laitalei is Solosham Klola. Anyway, he was unhappy with him there. And therefore, what? What's Be'askelon? He told him, drop dead. She choked to death. Askelon is diphtheria, choking disease. Rav Chanina, who the Chokem Kula Alma, Lav Chakima, you read that, whether bitmiya or binechusa, you can read either way. That's part of his curse on him. Chavrin is such a chacham. No one else is such a chacham. Everybody else has to do it the way we tell him, by using water. And he could do it dry. Or does it mean, no, nechusa. Yes, Rav Chanina was chochem kol ha'ay, kol ha'ma ulaf hakim ha'ay. Ulaf hakim ha'ay. Chochi omar Rav Yochanan. Chochmo so de Rav Chanina gormali de lo achse domo. It's I stopped seeing Maris Nida, I stopped paskening Shailas Nida, he says, because of Rav Chanina. Why? Mitarina colors that I was Matayer, Mitame, he made Tome. Right? Mitamina, what I made Tome, he made Toho. So I decided to give it up. Omar Rabbi Elozo, it wasn't the Chochma, but on the Sanuso, the Rav Chanina, Gomeli, the Chazoi Domo. I knew Rav Chanina. He was not a Balgaivinik. He was not an egoist. He's a man of great honor. And he was willing to paskin the Shailas and Isuri Koris. So I know it wasn't an ego trip for him. It's because he was 100% sure. Ah, if he's 100% sure, I can learn from him and do the same thing. Therefore, he said, "An basusu the Rav Chanina gomali de chazoi dava. My Rav Chanina the basusu who moches nafshe l'sofik b'chazi. Rav Chanina was a great honor. Allowed himself into the sofik kores and paskin the shailas. Ano lo echsi. What I should not see it." Omar Rav Zeira, Tabor de Bobel. Gomali de Lochazoi Domo. Okay. Don't exactly know what he's referring to, but something in a knowledge of natural law, he didn't understand. Why? Damino betavol lo yadana, bedama yadana. Now, what does it mean by tavol? How does he translate tavol?
Science.
Huh?
Natural science?
Nothing specific, right? Yeah. Said, I'm not a biologist. I saw that so many things I don't understand. This gets a little bit too complicated. Remember, behind it all is the isokoris. You have to pass an isokoris. That's the part. The member of the Betavor told him, what's it got to do with knowing natural law or knowing biology, not botany? For Rabba, who the Yoda Betavor below Yoda Bedoma? Who says this is part of this is a specialty? Either you know or you don't know. Why do you compare it to broader knowledge of biological events or whatever it's supposed to mean? Rabba, who was a great biologist, that's why I always, whenever it says Rabba, when it says this, I assume it means Rav. Someplace have there's a little mark here. What do they have there by Rabba? The bracketed base.
It changes Rabba to Rava.
Huh? To who?
To Rava.
Rava.
No, Rava.
I don't have it. Where is it?
It's the Hagas Vathionim.
Yeah, Rava.
Okay. I would guess that the Gesu should be Rav. Why? Rav was the famous scientist of the Gemara. Yeah, Rav was the one who went up 18 months with the shepherds to study Mumin. Rav is the one who says, if you don't know astronomy, also the saperimo, you mustn't talk to the man, because he does the study Kadosh Baruch Hu in nature, and so on and so forth. Rav seemed to get a reputation. Nevertheless, others had similar reputations. But Rav Ahu Diyoda B'Tivul Yoda B'Dama Goshkin Kamba, means no Goshkin, right? Ma Rav Ahu Diyoda B'Tivul Lo Chazadama, Rav nevertheless, these shilas he wouldn't paskin. I know, Echsi, why I should paskin the shilas. Here you have a little bit of a hashkofer machlokas. To make this a very nice machlokas. Can you dispense with a broader knowledge of science, of nature, there, analyze up the paskin ishagas? I'm a specialist on this thing alone, but it's not so. As he says, he had a broader view of God and nature, right? And yet he wouldn't paskin ishagas. I certainly, that indicates what? There is some relationship between a general understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu nature and the specifics of the halacha. Ula ikloy le pupadisa. Okay, halacha lemaisa case. Came to Bavel, also le kamei doma velo chazor. Right. He refused to pass in the shayla. He brought him a shayla on blood, and he refused to pass in the shayla. Lo chazor, he wouldn't look at it. Omar Rabbi Elozo de Morada Yisrael Habi. Rabbi Elozo, who had this great reputation as a soil, Ki Mikro L'Asrod Av Yude, when he came to Bovil, to Pumpadiso, which was the Rabbonus of Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Chose Domo, Ano Erze. So where do you have a new halacha here? Nothing to do with the colors. Nothing to do with whether you can paskin or want to paskin. Has to do with kavod chachomim. You come into a man's town and someone shows you a mare, your answer should be, go show your rov. That's a concept of rabbonus. That's a halacha you have giving Sanhedrin. Right. That you can't ask a shayla after you ask a shayla to another of, right? Shub kvodo. What was that expression though? Rabbi Lozo, who was Mora de Arad Yisrael. Knows that's a nice title, right? What did he earn that title? Nowadays, as you know, Rav is no longer a title of kavod. Hagon is inconsequential, right? It's now Hagon Hagodo, Hagon Hamafusun. Right? Then you're getting there, close means you graduate high school. Vamai Koli Moradar Yisrael. What gave him his reputation? Dahi Itso Daisa Doma Le Kamei Rabbi Lozo. Have Yosef Rabbi Amo Kamei. Okay, that's the situation. A woman came in with a shayla, and her mommy was sitting there. Ache, he smelled it. Omalei, hai dam chimud hu. Okay. This dam came because someone proposed to her. Right. And she had this this flow of blood that came known as dam chinut, from the emotional turmoil of being proposed to. Bosa denofke, after the woman left, atfalu rabame, amale. Rabami approached her and asked her, what was the circumstance? Omrele said to him, Bali hoye bederech, my husband was away on a trip, v'chamdosiv, and I had a yearning for him. Koreyale, sod Hashem li'reyov. See how Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals the secrets of nature to those who are in awe of him. That's why Rabbi Elazar was called Mora Darad Yisrael. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a sixth sense. No one could have guessed. I'm looking at a Mar Edam. What was the emotional relationship that the wife had with the husband at that time? Here we also have another halacha there, which is not mentioned before, namely Dam Chimud is not only for a proposal. See, this, it cannot be la halacha. No such halacha says that when a husband is away and a woman feels lonely, that suddenly she has a suffix whether she became a nid or not, like the Shas Veset. Dam Chimud is an occurrence in time and place. At that moment that he proposed, you would need a bedika, right? That's for dam chimud. Here you have another loch of some for chamadetiv, some because she was lonely and she yearned after her husband. It's not a loch in hilchos nida. It's just a loch in tivo, in human in the menstrual physiology. We'll make it. Let me stop here. I want to share something interesting and a chumash and a pshat in the Gemara. We'll stop here, Mitch, and we'll make a seal on Monday, Mitch Hashem. Put it away someplace here. So I'm going to stuff it in my hair and I. Comment on Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh is Elohim Rosh Chodesh. Two things. One very good Musav Orot from the Abinezer. I'll start first with my pshat and the Gemara in Shabbos. No one has a Gemara Shabbos here. Accidentally, though. It's okay. There's a strange tale on Shabbos Kufim Zayin Omid Beis over Elazar ben Aroch. Okay. It has to do with whatever this is. The wines and waters of some resort area, right? they caused Rav Elazar ben Aruch. Remember, Rav Elazar ben Aruch, Pirkei Avos mentions that all the Chum on one scale, Elazar ben Aruch on the other scale, will outweigh them all. Elazar ben Aruch went to this town, Miami Beach, and drank the waters, and drank the wine, right? The Shachach Tabudei, and forgot his. When he came back, they gave him an aliyah. The rov was away. It was Pasha's bow, and Minig Sfaradim, maybe once with Minig everybody, get an aliyah, you read the Torah, right? His turn was to read the Hachodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Instead, he read it incorrectly. He read it. Watch the language. Hachodesh Hoyo Libom. Hachodesh Hazeh. Right? Chachomim were mispalo, and his learning came back. And he said, "Have a goal of Makom Torah. If you go someplace, go to a Makom Torah, right? And don't say about Tomar Sheyovu Acharecho, that the Torah will follow you." Some reference to what happened to him. Okay. How did I'm shot to that? It's a little piece of agadate. He went away for 2 weeks to Miami Beach, and suddenly his great Rosh Chodesh got off for that. It's not everything. I think it's especially to do what we just wrote into the Gemara. That's what brought to mind how people began to worry, how dare I pass on a shayla? Isokoris, I'm not so sure. Right? His guy, he has broad shoulders. He can pass him. I don't know if I can pass this child. A loss of self-confidence, why? Because of the Chomer Isu. What do you want to take it to do? The danger of error, and so on. Well, every Rav has that problem. Rabbi Yosheber Zatzal once said to me, remember, when you pass from a Shaila, you could be Chayiv Misa. Why? It says, a Novi Sheker is Chayiv Misa. Why a Novi Sheker? Because what does the fellow say when he says, Kosher, Treif, Mutar also? He said, God said to me to tell you. You're reporting the name of what? You're reporting the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Halacha.
Says, aren't you reporting the name of the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, all right. The name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? This is the Halacha. Following the rules that Kodesh Baruch Hu set down, this is the Halacha. And if you're wrong, you have a Nevuah that's Sheker, that's a Rabbi Sheker. Of course, it didn't mean that La Halacha, but it's a very, I think it's an important concept. It tells you, you can't be flippant on these inyanim. I think the Lom Pshat in the Agadati, a very nice Pshat in the Agadati, with the Lom Pshat this way. Elazar ben Aruch went away, and he saw, 2 weeks' time, he wasn't doing anything more than the Daf Yomi. And realized that someone asked him a question, he suddenly had to pause a little bit longer. He wasn't as sharp. He came back, he had to read the Pasuk, HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. What a posik for a man to read. What does HaChodesh Zeh Rosh Chodeshim tell you? HaChodesh Zeh Mosol Lachem Bein Mutim Bein Shogigim Bein Mezidim. God gave over the determination of whether you get Koris for eating Chomets or not. You're in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, right? You send out your people and they tell you, hey, the floods are pretty strong yet, and the bridges are not yet repaired. It's okay, we'll add a month. We'll make Oto Sheni. You sure that's the right thing to do? So comes what? Instead of eating Homentashen, right? Or instead of eating Shmura Matzah, you're eating Homentashen. And it's okay. God said, yeah, you have that authority. HaChodesh Hazeh Mosor Lechem. Rabbi Ben Aruch, coming to this pasuk, realize, what is my role in life? God entrusted me, right, to define what God said, Halacha L'maisa. Therefore, he taught the people this. He said, not HaChodesh and Lechem. Your heart should be silent. You should be mute. How dare you pass in shyness? What then? Kodesh Baruch Hu said that's what you're supposed to do. So we'll do it, but don't do it without that ambasanusa that Agabala mentioned. That's what brought it to mind. Without that nivus that you need to know when you pass in shyness, I know I'm treading on hallowed ground. It's not such a silly thing to pass in shyness. Okay, that's, I think, an important hezbara. Then just share with you a 5 minute musar vort. The first amud in Mesechta Shavuos, Chodesh, you bring a sorech chatos. Hachodesh and Rosh Chodeshim. And on Rosh Chodesh, you have a kov mo Rosh Chodesh, which is a sorech chatos. The Gemara in Shavuos, Dabbe, is asked, what kind of chatos? What's the sin? Al Tumas Migdosh Vekadosho for being Mutame the base of Migdosh. That's a Chatos Chodesh. That's a regular Chatos. No, every Chodesh. Every Chodesh, you call him a Mutame the base of Migdosh. Yes? And what? Al Tuma Shelo Noda Lo Bitchiloso Velo Bisofo. Oh, you got a real Kob Chatos. For what? You were Tami the base of Mikdash, not that you ever knew about it, nor anyone ever tell you about it. No, know that lo b'tchiloso, you're not aware you did it. But lo b'sofo, no one ever told you you did anything wrong. So better bring a kom chatas. What kind of kom chatas is that? What then? An assumption that somebody did something wrong in the base of Mikdash every month, and we got to cover ourselves by a kom chatas on that. So the Amnaneza asks, what could it possibly mean? He gives a shroom, this is not pshat in the Gemara, but it's fabulous musa. He says, where did the Beis HaMikdash get its Kedusha? Tuma is a defiling of the Kedusha, right? Where does the Beis HaMikdash get Kedusha? There are a bunch of stones. You put together a bunch of stones, made a wall, right? You took some old chog pots, and you melted them down, and you made a keel from it, and you put a menorah, and Kedusha came. Where did Kedusha come from?
Divine fiat.
Huh?
Divine fiat.
Sorry?
Divine fiat?
No, not so.
God.
It says, Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Listen carefully. It's a fabulous, a true evaluation of Am Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu went ahead and gave up all Kedusha that he had in reference to the earth, gave it over to Am Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael, and told Yisrael, Mekadesh Hazmanim, you be Mekadesh Hazmanim. Therefore, because he had a concept of Mekadesh Amo Yisrael B'Ahavo, Mekadesh Amo, therefore we can make Kedusha. We share our Kedusha with a chon pot. We say this pot should be kadosh. It becomes kadosh. Next guy wants to use it and steal it from the base of Mikdash. He has to bring a kol machatas if he does it. God kept himself only two kedushos. He says kedusha Shabbos and kedusha Tahar Bayis. All other kedusha, God's not involved in kedusha. He gave it over to Am Yisrael. When a goy comes for gevos, what is he be asking you for? Is please share with me some of your kedusha Yisrael. Yisrael is an am kodosh. I want to join an am kodosh. We have a protocol. If you want to join us, you do the following things. Then we'll share our kedusha with you. So here comes the musavot. He says, all of the Beis HaMikdash is the composite kedusha of Bnei Yisrael. is in, their kedusha was transferred to the inanimate objects of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Here's where the Musa comes in. He says, when you denigrate a fellow Jew, you are mevatel his kedusha. You bottom his kedusha, you take away a piece of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The kedusha maintains itself from kedusha Sam Yisrael. If you defile a Jew, he says, it's defiling the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's true most likely every month. Somebody didn't treat a fellow Jew properly. Therefore, you defile the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring a kol machatos on the what? On the tumor. Shelo noda lo b'tchiloso. You don't know you did anything. I'm sure you did. You could have spoken a little nicer to this fellow. Could have behaved a little bit better to this fellow. Okay. So I'm sure that's a pshat in the Gemara. I say it's an Anezer who was noted for his sensitivity in Beirot Noah Chavero. He saw this is the way you can learn pshat. He says, defiling a fellow Jew is stealing some of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. When you steal the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, taking away kedusha lets tumah fall in. Tumah sucked in. There's this inverse relationship between kedusha and tumah. Okay. Yeah, good job, it's good. I'm speaking Sunday here at the Alec. I need you if you're around. I need someone to defend me. I want to defend Darwin on Sunday. You should get people walking out.
I haven't read Darwin, so I can't.